B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Mike, how can we help you?
Need help tracking down a girl.
Okay.
All right.
Tell us about her.
Well, so I've known her for a while now. We hadn't talked for a minute. And then during this lockdown thing, I reached out to her. And we kind of hit it off, going back and forth texting, doing some FaceTiming. And once the lockdown lifted, we started hanging out. It was good. And then all of a sudden, she ghosted me. She's gone. I haven't heard from her. I'd be texting her, nothing.
Okay, so what happened the last time you guys hung out?
We just went for a walk. It was kind of nice. We did a little bit of that social distancing BS.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Well, I ain't trying to hang out with her to be distancing, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you. So, I mean, do you think you did anything that might have turned her off? That's my question.
Nah, man. I mean, every guy does some dumb shit every once in a while, but not now. I mean, maybe she got coronavirus or something. She's hiding out. I have no idea.
That is actually something that could be the reason. Okay, so stay quiet. Okay, we're going to call her next. So we just spoke to Mike. He's looking for this girl, Maria. He said that they've been talking a lot during quarantine, FaceTiming. They went out for a walk when things started opening up again, and he hasn't heard from her since. So he thinks the only thing that it could be, because he hasn't done anything really dumb, is that she got coronavirus. Mm. And because she doesn't want to infect them, she's being so health conscious that she's not even returning his text or answering the phone when he calls for his benefit.
I don't know.
Not avoiding him.
Right.
Trying to keep him healthy. Mike, you're still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, stay quiet. We're going to try and find her for you, okay? Put your mask on.
Hello?
Hello, is this Maria?
Yes, who's speaking?
Hi, Maria. Sorry for calling you so early. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from the radio station Hot 96.9. Can I just explain why we're calling? So we got your phone number from somebody. It's a good reason.
Oh, did I win something? Like, this is kind of cool. What's up?
Why
am I on the radio?
Okay, so we got a phone call from a gentleman. You could win something. It's this guy who you know, and I'm going to tell you his name, but he called us because he wanted us to call you. He's been trying to reach out to you. He hasn't been able to reach out to you, but he wanted us to call you, and if you agree, I'm going to tell you his name again, and if when I tell you his name, he would like to go on a date with you, and if you say yes to that, then we will, basically, whatever you'd like to do for a date, we'll hook it up. If you just want to go to, like, a place to get ice cream, fine. If you want to go to a restaurant and get, like, a nice dinner, whatever type of date you are in the mood for, we'll do it if you say yes, basically. And like I said, do you want me to tell you the guy's name?
Okay.
Like I said, he said he's been reaching out to you. He feels like you guys have a connection, but all of a sudden you kind of disappeared on him. His name is Mike.
Oh God, no. You know, I'm good. I'm real good. You couldn't put a price on something like this. I gotta go.
Wait. Hold on. Don't hang up. Like, just if it's a no, can you tell us why so we can pass it on to him? Because he seemed very confused. He thought you guys had a good time hanging out.
He's a shitty dude.
Like, wow, I haven't heard that word in a long time.
So it wasn't just like he's not, you know, you guys didn't click. He's like, you think he's like a piece of shit.
All right, so my dad owns this company, and he was actually working with my father.
Uh-huh.
And he decided that during this coronavirus, like, you know, everybody got laid off, and it sucks or whatever, but obviously now it's the time where we're taking people back. And now my father's business is suffering because he's made the decision to stay on unemployment because it makes him a quicker buck than working with my dad and helping the family business. So f*** that.
Oh.
Whoa. Hey, guys.
Hold on. I'm Maria, uh-huh. Mike's on the phone.
Trying to beat the system.
He heard what you just said.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah. I know a lot of people that are doing what you do, though. What's your dad's business, Maria?
Exactly.
Well, it's not a bad business, whatever. It's a porta potty business. I mean, we need it in the world. It's something that obviously use.
Wait, as in like cleaning them and moving them, replacing them, like,
yeah.
Why would I want to go back and shovel shit? If one of those porta potties breaks, there's no cleanup crew. I am the cleanup crew.
Okay. At least he's honest.
Okay, well, you took the job to begin with, and it just shows how much you lack commitment.
I'm committed to myself making money and not shoveling.
An easy ass buck rather than doing what the world needs. There are people who are out working still. There are construction workers who need the business that my dad provides and that you can help. And that we were starting dating, it just shows me that you're a selfish ass.
How come you ain't helping your dad?
I am.
Yo, you would be acting like this is like my chosen career and shit. Like, first of all, I know everybody on this call right now has been in a bad porta potty. But you ain't been in a real bad porta potty. Because by the time it gets that bad, I'm the person that's got to go in there and clean the whole thing up. So if you think that I'm going to go back to work for your dad when I can sit at home, make more than twice what I was making for him, that. And not only is your dad a dick, but he says dumb fucking jokes, too. He's always like, this job's the this job's
the oh, my like, no, God.
All right, you know what? Here's the deal. I'm going to quit that job anyways. You want to go out with me or not?
Wow.
Well, that's a nice way to ask.
Oh, my God.
Maria, Mike respectfully asks you if you'd like another date with him.
So f***ing romantic. The answer is no.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
It's 2020. Let's not set our expectations for a date too high. I think as long as a person shows up and at the end they don't murder you, consider it a victory. You'll understand what I'm talking about Monday. With another hilarious second date update on the 10s at 8:10 with the Get Up Crew.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.